Thank you for tuning in to the Architect Introspect, the Architect's official radio broadcast on 91.9 KXRJ, the voice of Arkansas Tech. My name is Jonan Mitchell, and I am the co-editor-in-chief of the Architect. In the wake of the ever-changing scope of news media, the Architect has decided to expand into a multi-platform news organization to see news stories, opinions, and sports highlights written by Tech students. Visit our website online at architectnews.com.
Hello, and welcome back to the Architect Introspect. We hope you had a good fall break. I'm Bob Williams.
And I'm AJ Schaff. Today, we have four stories, including news about Jerry the Bulldog in the Facebook blackout, as well as a review of Taylor Swift's album and an editorial on why Polk County should become a wet county.
So without further ado, let's jump right into our first news piece by our contributing writer, Naya Patterson, covering the global Facebook blackouts earlier this month.
On October 4th, the social media networks Facebook, Instagram, and its subsidiaries became globally unavailable for 5 hours. The apps began to display error messages around 10:40 a.m. Central Standard Time. The outages was caused when an update to Facebook routers that coordinate network traffic went wrong, causing a wave of disruptions through its system. The disruption costs the company tens of millions of dollars and is one of the worst setbacks the company has faced since the 2019 incident that took the platform offline for almost 24 hours. For many users, the crash not only interrupted their social time, but interrupted their ability to do their jobs. Bates Yoakum of Fayetteville, a graduate assistant in the Athletics Communications Department, said, "The outages hindered their ability to post articles and graphics that needed to go out on social media." Yoakum speaks of how lucky he got to get his articles and graphics onto Twitter. Once Facebook and Instagram came back up, he posted them on those apps. Amari Royster, a junior nursing major from Little Rock, said the outages affected her in a good way. She spoke of how it made her enjoy the people around her by getting off social media. The outages added even more problems for the company after a former Facebook product manager alleged that Facebook knew of the harms its services were causing, including that Instagram makes teenage girls feel bad about themselves. According to internal research leaked to the Wall Street Journal, the app has made body image issues worse for 1 in 3 girls.
It's always surprising to see how outages like this can affect the lives of people across the world.
Next, we have a story from our co-editor-in-chief, Jonan Mitchell, considering an important update on Jerry the Bulldog.
Jerry is currently 8 years old and has been the official campus ambassador since 2013. This year marks the first time in recent history that he will depend upon private donations for his needs.
SGA had previously paid for Jerry's needs and expenses, and their agency account is no longer.
Heather Strasner, the spirit assistant to Jerry, said, "Agency accounts are held by university-related organizations and are used to receive, hold, and disperse funds."
"Always been that the university has just funded his needs and, you know, not really thought about his foundation a whole lot."
Cuts like this have happened within all universities within the state, according to Strasner. "These agency accounts differ greatly from foundation accounts," Strasner explains. "The control that the account holder has over the account is much greater with a foundation account, which are primarily based upon pledged donors and private donations."
"So it's a difference in how funds can be spent and the regulations that are put on funds and where you get your money. So agency money, that is state money to a certain extent. And agency money has different restrictions. And so like they just completely, and it's just a way that the state decided to be able to track, to track spending. There's not a way to track spending as much with agency accounts as there is. So the auditors and things like that."
She hopes to bring more attention to the fact that he can receive private donations. A $10 donation would feed Jerry for a week, while a $40 donation would cover his allergy medications. As of writing this article, 18 people have already donated to the cause. And if the goal of 50 people is met, a private donor will give $2,500 to his foundation account. Streisner hopes that Jerry Day, an upcoming tech holiday, will bolster support for his donation drive. Jerry Day will be held on October 21st at Heinzman Tower, and students will get a free Jerry Day shirt. On October 23rd at Homecoming, Tech will commemorate the anniversary of SGA's unanimous vote to restore the tradition of Jerry the Bulldog at Tech, and when he was installed as a campus ambassador. Jerry goes to all Tech sporting events, SAB events, and travels to the Ozark campus to visit students. Those interested in helping Jerry by donating can go to www.atualumni.com/JerryFund. And make sure to follow Jerry on Instagram and Facebook at Arkansas Tech Jerry.
Make sure to spread the word about Jerry on social media and follow the Architect and Jerry's accounts on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and more for news on the situation.
Next up, we have an album review from our staff writer, Cal Reeves, on two of Taylor Swift's previous releases, Reputation and Lover.
Reputation and Lover, Taylor's 6th and 7th studio albums respectively, seem to have this crazy amount of contrast between one another on the surface. Reputation alone features a bold black and white album cover that is harshly defined and works to portray the edgier, electric, and even punk sound of the album, something that Swift had never really done before. In contrast, Lover is a much brighter and happier album, with vibrant pastel tones one could only describe as a unicorn or even mermaid type of palette. We see this softness reflected in the album's sound, which is much more traditionally Taylor, taking to a light-hearted pop sound. Based on quite literally judging by the covers and first impressions, a person could see that these albums are completely different in a sense, and even wonder how they came from the same person. While there are definitely differences in the major sounds of both albums, Reputation shares more with Lover in common than one may realize. Beginning with Reputation, this album comes after Taylor seemingly disappeared out of the public eye shortly after releasing her fifth album, 1989. Receiving so much critique and speculation from the media about her personal life and relationship with other celebrities, she decided to go into seclusion, and she wrote about her experiences during this time, giving us Reputation. While Reputation is definitely centered around her response to the media and the falling of her reputation, it also gives us a picture of her loving relationship during this time. Although Reputation certainly has its fair share of edgy tracks, there are also quite a few tracks that are love ballads akin to those on Lover. Songs such as Delicate, Gorgeous, King of My Heart, Dress, Call It What You Want, and New Year's Day are all perfect examples of this. For example, Delicate and Call It What You Want show Swift's vulnerability in her relationship and how she navigates loving someone while in the midst of her reputation being on the rocks. In Delicate, Taylor Swift says, "My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me." She questions her lover on if what she is saying and doing in the relationship are okay, quite literally calling the whole situation delicate. She presumably feels like she has to walk on eggshells due to her publicity. Again, she sings in the song, "Is it cool that I said all that? Is it chill that you're in my head? 'Cause I know that it's delicate." Moving on to Call It What You Want, this seems to be Taylor's response to the press. The response is quite literally saying, "Call it what you want." She knows where her relationship stands, and she talks about that, saying that, quote, "Her babies fly like a jet stream, high above the whole scene, and loves her like she's brand new." No matter what picture the press tries to paint, she finds security and confidence in her relationship. We see the strong feelings she has towards her lover in the songs Gorgeous and King of My Heart, where she's both commenting on his attractiveness in the former and his authority in her life in the latter. And then moving on to Dress and New Year's Day, these display the stages of the relationship where she's yearning for her lover. The whole premise of Dress is her buying a dress only for her lover to take it off, and she's basically insinuating her desire to be more than friends by blatantly saying, "Carve your name into my bedpost, 'cause I don't want you like a best friend now." The song New Year's Day shows a scenario in which Taylor and her lover are cleaning up after a New Year's party. Taylor sings about her loyalty to this person and what would lead her to be willing to clean up bottles with him on New Year's Day. Doesn't this sound surprisingly soft and lovey-dovey for such a seemingly edgy album? In regards to Lover, this album follows the Reputation era and sees Taylor returning to her more traditional lighthearted pop scene. With a title like Lover, who wouldn't expect some love songs? Lover shares the same themes as Reputation in discussing insecurities and vulnerabilities in relationships. Such as the song The Archer, Taylor says to her lover, "Who could ever leave me, darling, but who could ever stay?" Then in Afterglow, Swift details how she often destroys her relationships through self-sabotage. She talks about how, quote, "it's all her in her head, and she's the one who burned them down." However, despite the large amount of love songs, Lover also contains some not-so-love songs. In fact, the first song of the album, I Forgot That You Existed, works to bring to a close Reputation and over Lover by shrugging off the press and the haters with the simple phrase, "I forgot that you existed." Then we see the song The Man, which delves into the deep-rooted patriarchal ideas present in our society, and Taylor gives many examples of how men can get away with a lot that women quite frankly can't. She says, "If I was a man, I'd be the man." These ideas surprisingly line up with Reputation, where Taylor Swift takes on a sort of girl boss persona, if you will. In her song Ready For It, Taylor talks about guys as her playthings, and she says that if a man talks bad, she owes him nothing. She quite literally flips the script on the traditional men-first point of view society has historically set, and that is what she aims to point out in Lover. Swift has other non-love songs on Lover, like Soon You'll Get Better and You Need to Calm Down, which don't directly relate to Reputation, but they certainly fit the idea of being outside Taylor's typical subject of writing like Reputation does. And looking further at both of these wonderful albums, there are many more parallels to be had than perhaps first realized. A quote from Swift's poem, Why She Disappeared, wraps a bow up on this perfectly. Quote, "In the death of her reputation, she truly felt alive." End quote.
If you are liking what you hear, make sure to stop by our website at architectnews.com for more stories, opinions, editorials, previous broadcasts, and more.
And finally, we have an editorial concerning Pope County lessening their alcohol restrictions and becoming a wet county.
Disclaimer: an editorial is an opinion piece written by the co-editors of The Architect and expresses the outlook of the news organization on a topical issue. From brewing alcohol in pottery jars to the harsh anti-liquor hammer of the law coming down during the Prohibition era, all the way to now, it seems the booze question has been relevant and hotly contested for as long as humans could drink. The debate over alcohol is more important than ever, with Russellville projected to open a casino by the end of 2022. These issues go hand in hand in many aspects, which is why we at The Architect feel it would be in the best interest of Pope County to become a wet county. Russellville comfortably sits within one of the 35 dry counties in Arkansas. This means that the sale of alcohol is prohibited. Interestingly enough, according to the Arkansas liquor laws, the sale of alcohol within restaurants and private clubs is completely allowed within dry counties. In fact, the city of Russellville alone hosts multiple bars and other places for alcohol. Pope County has seemingly dipped their toes in the alcohol sales. With the selling of alcohol in businesses within the Pope County jurisdiction, the answer to the liquor question seems remarkably obvious. The sale of alcohol would be another great way to boost our economy. By using the taxes from alcohol sales, Russellville will be able to improve things such as road maintenance, higher education, jobs, and hospitals. More importantly, the sales could be used to improve parks, add event spaces, and bring in more culture and diversity to the community. The switch to a wet county, coupled with the projected casino, would help bring tourists, businesses, and employment opportunities into the county, as well as allow students and residents to enjoy new restaurants and events. This would mean good things for students of drinking age as well. Not to stray from the obvious, college students drink alcohol, whether they are hosting parties or just relaxing. Driving southeast to Blackwell would be a thing of the past. This, in turn, would save off-campus students money on gas and time. We at The Architect overwhelmingly agree that it is time for Pope County to become a wet county.
Make sure to check out our website, architectnews.com, for upcoming events, such as the finals for Tech's Got Talent and the homecoming pep rally and game this weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to the Architect Introspect on 91.9 KXRJ.
The music for today's broadcast was provided by C418 and is called Stall. You can find more music from C418 on YouTube and Spotify or at c418.org.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast and we'll be back Friday next week.